Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's time. It is time to awaken to empowerment. It's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for that paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. This show is for freedom-loving souls. We will be discussing entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, and other life-enhancing discussions. Don't miss our series, because today we are going to be kind of doing our karma law. But before that, there's a couple things that I want to get out there, and it's so profound. This is just such a huge concept, and I saw this on a film called The Shadow Effect, and you could just Google The Shadow Effect, and it has Marianne Williamson and a bunch of other, you know, Deepak Chopra, and this one awesome woman that wrote something about the light and the darkness, but it's about our own inner duality. But the coolest saying, it is only when we have the courage to face things exactly as they are without any self-deception or illusion that a light will develop out of events by which the path to success may be recognized. And that's from the I Ching. So it's so profound. It's only when we have the courage to face things exactly as they are without any self-deception or illusion that a light will develop out of events by which the path to success may be recognized. And so many people, and myself included, put up blocks and delude yourself. You know, I know I've been involved in some really amazing things, but you know, it also goes to the saying, if we reject our own reality, the self will war against us. So, you know, you have to go ahead. We have to deal with reality, the here and now, and be proactive. And then, like I was saying, I've been involved in some things that I knew nothing about, but just stepped out in faith and in courage and built it. And and things happen. There's something interesting about when you step out into faith. We're getting another call in here. And you just do the... There is a certain karmic law to that. Last week, we were talking about the karmic laws, and there are 12 of them, a nice dozen, the dirty dozen, and I'm going to review them really quickly here. And the first law is the great law. And so this all goes to not deluding yourself, because what you project is really who you are. If you don't like something about someone, if that person's too loud or too soft or too whatever, look at yourself, you know. But let's go real quick and discuss what karma is. Karma is Sanskrit for the word for action. It is the equivalent to Newton's law of every action, there must have a reaction. When we think, speak, or act, we initiate a force that will react accordingly. This returning force may be modified, changed, or suspended, but most people will not be able to eradicate it. This is the law of cause and effect, and it is not punishment, but it is wholly for the sake of education or learning. A person may not escape the consequences of his actions, but he will suffer only if he himself has made conditions ripe for his suffering. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, whether the laws are man-made or universal. Stop being afraid. Start being empowered. In the world of karma, and here's what you need to know about the karmic laws. So we are going to go... fearlessly right now. We are going to be fearless warriors, and we're going to have this fearless commitment here at Awaken to Empowerment, this fearless commitment to empowerment and transformation. So we're going to go through these karmic laws again, and the first law is the great law, and as you sow, so you reap. This is also known as the law of cause and effect. Whether we put out in the universe is what comes back to us. If we want happiness, peace, love, and friendship, then we need to be. We need to be that change. We need to be happy. We need to be peaceful. We need to be loving. If we want to see this in the world, this is what we have to be. And this is what one of my biggest complaints of our political process is. Is that people they complain, they want change, we need to hold our, leaders accountable, when they themselves are not willing to do the work for change, and they themselves a lot of times are not willing to be accountable. They go ahead and blow things off like, really, it's good for thee, but not for me. Is that how some of these people are? And, we're in some really crazy worlds, situations right now. In fact, I've done a total news break where I don't even turn it on because it gets so depressing. And yes, I get the law of duality. Out of some depressing quote unquote things come good things. But I think this is all about personal empowerment. And once we are all personally empowered, we can change the world. And we have to change ourselves first. I mean, there's so many people that are in poverty. And I think a lot of the great law fits with that. As you sow, so shall you reap. A lot of them just embrace their poverty or embrace their disease, their sickness. And we don't think about it consciously because this is all on such a subconscious level. So, if you want to be healthy, do healthy things. Do. Be healthy. Be a healthy person. Think healthy thoughts. Inundate yourself with books on health and wellness and exercise and mental health and good positive things. Garbage in, garbage out. As you sow, so shall you reap. As above, so below. Cause and effect. If you work hard, and you, even if you don't make a lot of money right away, if you work hard at something, the universe, God, will pay you back. You know, I know in my life so many times I knew nothing about anything when I first started my first business. I didn't know about running a business. I just knew that I was passionate and I could do whatever it took to get stuff done. And you know what? Blessings started coming to me. Doors started opening. And I became successful beyond my wildest dreams. And the coolest part of my business is I met my spouse. I would have never met my spouse if I didn't do this business. And my spouse has enriched my life more than I can even say. We have a lovely child, a phenomenal human being that we brought into this world, very responsible, very kind, very loving. And why? I mean, I was homeless. My dad kicked me out of the house. I had no place to go. But what did I do? I didn't cry in my milk. I got myself out there. I did something with what I had, the talents I had. I put them to use. I deployed those things that my God-given gifts. So I reaped. Now, I've also, on the other side of the coin, I had a lot of financial problems before then. Why? Because I had a credit card, and I always bought stuff that I couldn't afford. Stupid. Put it on the credit card. Well, you know, someday that bill comes due. So, I mean, that was a learning lesson before I started my business. And when I had my business, I had a lot of life experience to know how to manage money. And through that experience, and I'll tell you something, it's really awesome to have your own experiences because a lot of those quote-unquote negative experiences get you to where you have to be. But I'll tell you what, it's really easy looking at other people's experiences and learning from their mistakes. If you could just go ahead and get a coach and a mentor that has been there, rocked that, done that, you're going to learn from what works for them and what didn't work. The law of cause and effect. Now, sometimes it's your own journey and you have to go through some of these things to make you even more profoundly awesome. So that is, that's just a little thing, kind of goes with the law of cause and effect. Now, the second law is the law of creation. And creation is one of my favorite things in the whole world because life doesn't just happen. It requires our participation. We are one with God and the universe, both inside and out. We are God's creation, okay? And God wants us. This God is ultimately creative. I mean, profoundly abundant. I have a maple tree right now, and it is giving off its seed pods. If anybody has a maple tree with seed pods, you're going to know what I'm talking about here. The universe is abundant, abundantly creative, abundantly recreative. So, you know, prolific, that is creation. Prolific creation. God loves that. God loves us to be creative. If we have a situation where we perceive as a problem, well, how do I use this? And what is this teaching me? And how do I get beyond this? And how is this going to help other people? And how is this going to make me a better, more compassionate, kind, more awesome person? More, you know, the humanitarian. I mean, all of these great things. Creation is a great thing. Whatever surrounds us gives us clues to our inner state. So if you want a tranquil life, create your sacred space. If you want to be fit, make yourself a little gym. I don't care if it's just a jump rope and a couple of cans that are heavy that you use as weights. You don't have to get a lot of money out there. You just got to get creative. So whatever surrounds you gives us clues to your inner state. Personally, for me right now, my house is an effing disaster area. I have stuff that I have to sell on eBay. I have this, I have that, and I've got, like, my gardening projects. And, yeah, my life right now is hectic. It's a little chaotic. you know, I'm in a very transitory position with different family members and different opportunities with being on different radio shows, and you know, I'm not at a total tranquil place. The chaos does bother me because it gives me a hard time to focus what I really need to do. But I am a work in progress, just like we all are. And yes, I know the principles. Does create discipline to go ahead and sit down and focus on an area and say, I'm getting rid of this, I'm eBaying this, and to sit down and eBay. And, just got to do it. So be yourself, surround yourself with what you want to have present in your life. If you want excellence, be excellent. Be excellent to others. Be kind. Go that extra mile. And then there's the law of humility. What you refuse to accept will continue for you. This is exactly what we opened the show with today. If we see it as an enemy, or if we see an enemy or someone with character that we find to be negative, then we ourselves are not focused on a higher level of existence. Interesting. I think to be humble in all things is to be gracious. You're not better than anyone. You are not worse than anyone. We all have different gifts. We all have different talents. We all have different skill sets. And you have to be your best you. Some people don't look good in green, okay? Some people look phenomenal in green. So you have to do what your heart says is right for you, as long as it's legal, moral, ethical, and godly. I mean, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and, you know, it's not like do your own thing. But, yeah, God wants us to kind of be humble and be servants and do our, you know, take those gifts and focus in on others. And then the law of growth. It's one of my personal favorites, because personal growth, there's nothing like it. And that is sometimes why we get some of these situations, these crosses to bear, if you will. It says, for us, grow in spirit. It is we who must change and not the people, places, or things around us. The only given we have in our lives is ourselves, and the only factor we have control over. When we change who and what and within our heart, our life follows suit and changes too. Absolutely. Build it and they will come. If you want to be that person, be it. Be it. I know when I was younger, I always wanted to be a model, but the problem was at 18 years old, I was 162 pounds and I was a size 15. But you know something? All of a sudden the light bulb went off. Wait a minute. I don't want to be this person. What do I have to do? And I lost weight, and I started doing, back in the 80s, good old aerobics. It was awesome. It was awesome. And that was my responsibility to do thus such. And that's the next law. It's the law of responsibility. When there is something wrong in my life, there is something wrong in me. We mirror what surrounds us, and what surrounds us mirrors us. This is a universal truth. We must take responsibility for what's in our life. If things aren't working, buck up, buttercup. Okay, this isn't working. Why isn't this working? How can I do better? What am I learning from this? How is this serving me to grow? So be responsible for yourself. The law of connection is number 6. Even if something we do seems inconsequential, it's very important that it gets done, as everything in the universe is connected. Someone must do the initial work to get a job done. Neither the first step nor the last step are the most important, as they were both needed to accomplish the task. Past, present, future, they are all connected. Every little thing matters. Yes, the little things matter. Sometimes things we do are goal achieving. Sometimes things we do are tension relieving, like for me, shopping. But see, the tension relieving shopping thing brings more clutter in my life. Yes, I get great deals. And yes, I can go ahead and sell them and share them with others, give someone else a great deal and put a couple dollars in my pocket, but I just don't do it. I just keep collecting. Well, you know what? It's the law of connection, and every little thing either gets us further from or closer to. So when you start your goals, every step matters. Law of focus. You cannot think two things at the same time. Been trying to do it, just can't do it. Got to focus on values, value-driven focus. And then here's the law of giving and hospitality. This is, you know, if you believe something to be true, then sometime in your life you will be called upon to demonstrate that particular truth. Here is where we put what we claim that we have learned into actual practice. Okay, so be real. Keep it real. Number 9 is the law of the here and now. The law of the here and now. Looking backward to examine what was prevents us from being totally in the here and now. Old thoughts, old patterns of behavior, old dreams prevent us from having new ones. Just keep thinking forward, moving forward, building upon what you've learned. Yeah, I do believe in backward reflection, but it's not a dwelling place. It's not some place that we need to be. So, you know, that is just something that we need to do and we need to focus on and, you know, just kind of, you know, here and now, just go with it. So, and I've got a text that I'm sending to Miss Nancy because something came up. I'm just texting her. A heads up would have been nice. You know, it's kind of, you know, just saying. Okay, let's keep going here. Okay, and the law of change. History repeats itself until we learn the lessons that we need to change. That's all. History does repeat itself. We need to change if we need to change our path. You know, things are always changing, ebbing and flowing, and keep on going. There's the law of number 11 is the law of patience and reward. All rewards require initial toil. Rewards of lasting value require patient and persistent toil. True joy follows doing what we're supposed to be doing and waiting for the reward to come in its own time. Patience and reward. So many of us, you know, I'm a gardener, and I got to tell you, I planted a bunch of seeds, and doggone it, those seeds are, you know, it takes them a while to come up. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't just go dig it up and see if it's growing. You got to leave it alone. But you got to focus on it. You got to water it every day. You got to go ahead and make sure it's getting the right amount of light, the right amount of soil is good, and blah, blah, blah. So it's all good. Patience and toil. I mean, you got to go through some stuff to be someone, too, you know. And the law of significance and inspiration. You get back from something, whatever you put into it. The true value of something is a direct result of the energy and intent that is put into it. Every personal contribution is also a contribution to the whole. Lackluster contributions have no impact on the whole, nor do they work to diminish it. Loving contributions bring life to and inspire the whole. So it's really good to be all in. You know, I know a lot of times when you coach young people and, you know, they're not feeling like playing baseball or whatever it is. You know what? When you do it, be all in. Do your best. Give it 100%. You know, you can always, you know, just be in the game and do your best. I mean, just all you got to do is your best. You know, if you put in, whatever you put in is what you get back. It's so true. Even like winning campaigns, you got to put your heart into it, and you got to work really hard. And there's that toil and the patience, and then you know running a campaign with having a bunch of volunteers count on you. You've got to be that upbeat person and be the worker bee as well as the organizer. It's all good. It's excellent, but you know it's really significant to be an inspiration to others. We really should be more inspirational to each other. And, you know, get a life coach. Get a life coach. Get a coach. Call me. I am a certified life coach. I've been a certified life coach forever. You can call the guest call-in number at 646-787-1584 anytime during our show. Our show is Monday night. It's always Monday, 5 o'clock Central Time, and it's a half hour. And, you know, we talk about life coaching and entrepreneurship and holistic health and fitness and training and, you know, life coaching, life purpose, change and freedom, really, freedom. When you start getting some of these principles, the freeing effect of of achieving is amazing, because you know that you could be unstoppable. And, you know, it's very important. It's very, very important to be your best. And, you know, just stay with it. Stick with it. Awaken to empowerment. Be empowered. Feel the love. Get on Hay House. This month, like, Hay House has this incredible month of really personal development things, a lot of different life coaches and a lot of different inspiration and ideas for building businesses. And it doesn't cost anything. And it's Hay House World Summit 2015. And I'm not a sponsor of theirs. I'm not getting paid to do it. But I have been going on a pretty regular basis this past couple weeks. And, you know, it's really awakened me to some other things that really are very, you know, holistic and empowering. So do something awesome for someone else today. Do something awesome for yourself. Get that closet cleaned out. Me, that's going to take a long time. Go plant some flowers. Go take a 15-minute walk. Just be excellent, be loved, and awaken to empowerment, because it's time. This is Carol Parisi. I'm going to sign off here with a little bit of Boston, and you're going to love it, because it's been such a long time. Time doesn't wait for you. Keeps on going. We'll catch you back here next Monday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Carol Parisi. Awaken.